Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for the most average podcast ever. It's Zach.
Where did he go to medical school?
He went to Northwestern and Johns Hopkins. Is that good enough for you?
No, it's not.
And the nose.
Well, Brennan, those are very prestigious schools.
I smoked pot with Johnny Hopkins.
You don't know anyone named Johnny Hopkins.
It was Johnny Hopkins and Sloan Kettering, and they were blazing that shit up every day.
All right, folks, we're back. We are back. Zach and the Nose podcast, a couple week break. I told you what's been happening the last couple weeks. The Nose went to the Holy Land. He went to Israel. It was amazing. A fantasy football and gaming conference in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv for like 12 days. He did it. He came back with knowledge. He's ready to go. And I'm all jacked up because he's back. Because the last couple weeks I've been doing this by myself. And when you have to talk to yourself about fantasy football, it's never cool. When I get to talk to the Nose about stuff, that's when it's cool. And that is my partner in crime. This is Zach and the Nose podcast brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet and all our great friends there at Tropical Chevrolet. It's podcast number 41. But before we get to why or who I think this podcast will be named after, I bring in my partner in crime who's back from his Israel, the Nose, that's Spencer Nose on Twitter, N-O-S-E Nose. Welcome the bleep back.
Well, I never knew that fantasy football could be so spiritual, and that's what I've learned. It's not about the players, it's about the spirit behind players.
Right.
That's what I learned for 12 days, Zach, how to be a better spiritual fantasy football player. So here we are.
I'm excited.
And I'm ready to go down the stretch.
I'm excited.
I mean, what are you talking about?
Well, I'll tell you what. You said it right there, down the stretch. By the way, this is podcast number 41, the Glenn Rice edition for me on this. 41 to you means what?
LaSalle Thompson.
LaSalle
Indiana
Thompson.
Pacers.
Wow.
Used to be a bruiser against Robert Parrish
course,
and the Celtics in the heydays. So LaSalle Thompson, that guy's probably name hasn't been mentioned in the last 10 years
right,
on any type of radio podcast.
No, of course
but we
not.
Said it here today.
You know what he's probably doing? A podcast. He's probably doing a podcast somewhere
who
in the Midwest.
Who isn't doing
right
a
now.
Podcast?
Right, exactly. All right, let's get into a whole bunch of stuff here. We are down the stretch, like Nose just said, in fantasy football. Strategies from the beginning of the season, throw them out the window because now you got a couple weeks left and you have to really, if you're close or already in the playoffs, like I'm in two leagues. In one of my leagues, I have that asterisk by my name, which means I'm already in the playoffs, which means I have to plan now for weeks 13, 14, 15, all the playoff stuff. And the other one, I'm fighting to get in. So there's a little bit different strategy for both. We're going to go over both
real
quick.
It's a good feeling, by the way.
It is a great feeling. It's a great feeling when the asterisk is by your name because you know for a fact you're into the money or you're going to be in the money. Another big win, and I'm in the money, and I'm in the championship. Only 4 out of my 10 in that league make the playoffs.
That's a big deal.
So you're in. So I'm 25% of the playoffs, and I'm already in the playoffs, which is nice. The other one, there are 6 teams.
You're grinding.
6 that are grinding for the final 2 spots. The first 2 have asterisks. That's another scary thing. When there's only 4 or 6 teams in your league that make the playoffs and already half of those asterisks are up and not by your name and you know you're fighting with 4 other teams for 2 spots, that means someone's going to be upset by the end of the season. But strategy being in the beginning of the season, like I said, throw it kind of out the window right now. First thing or most kind of the biggest question that gets asked to you now when it comes to social media, online, Twitter, the whole deal about fantasy football and what to do for the next couple weeks. I remember last year at this time we talked about defenses. We never talk about defenses really in the podcast or the live show, but now it's pretty important if you do have that asterisk or you're thinking about 3 or 4 weeks down the line.
Yes. So here's what we're doing, okay? This is the time this season where you shed your roster with players that you're not going to start, and you try to give yourself the best advantages weeks 14 through 16. This is where we don't talk about defenses a whole ton, but obviously this year was a little different with New England.
I mean,
being the best defense in the
still
history.
Still some
of
the greatest
of
stats
football.
I've ever seen, right.
But for example, okay, you don't need right now, I'm going to give you players. If Corey Davis, for example, the Tennessee Titans wide receiver, is on your team, you don't need him anymore. Corey Davis is not going to be saving you right now. In
nor is he going to get picked up by someone in your league and win them the fantasy football league. Right.
Right. That's correct. So what I'm doing right now, if I have, as you said, an asterisk next to my name, whether your league starts in week 14, 15, or 16. I'm looking through the schedule, okay? For example, week 14, the Browns are at home versus the Bengals. That's money in the bag.
Absolutely,
right there. Right. That's a great situation.
Ryan Finley, the starting quarterback for the Bengals.
Correct. And by that time, you see they don't have any wide receivers that are doing anything. Boyd's been unstartable. This guy Tate's just okay. Mixon's the only offensive player that's worth of anything.
And I have to admit to you, by the way, that during your
sabbatical, it's called.
Your sabbatical to the fantasy football holy land in Israel, Oil Can Boyd was dropped from my team.
Yeah, he should have.
I needed another kind of position player, and it was tough for me to do it. But it goes back to the strategy that we talked about before the podcast started, and we'll talk about it on our live show also. If he hasn't been playing for your team for the last couple weeks or hasn't been doing anything all season long, you don't need to stash a guy anymore.
Yes.
Right. So go back to your defense. Sorry.
So like for week four, I'm just giving examples. Like week 14, the Browns right now, who are a team that could be easily, I picked them up this week because I know that I'm making a playoff in a league. I'm hoping for my bye still, but I'm still going to cover my butt. And I'm picking them up because the Browns are playing the Bengals at home. That's a money situation. You know, maybe week 15. Yeah, they might not be the best defense, but the Giants at home versus your Miami Dolphins. Now, the Dolphins are looking okay right now, but in the freezing cold in New York, that's probably a good matchup to have the Giants. Now, there's definitely a few different examples out there, and I'm not, you know, we could get into it. You could text me or tweet me, and I'll help you out through that. But what you want to do right now is say, again, if Corey Davis is on your team, or if you have Rex Burkhead for some reason on your team, even Frank Gore is getting to that point where he's just not so startable. Shed your weight. Okay, pick up your defenses and maximize on giving yourself the best playoff roster possible.
Maximize your roster spots for the last couple of weeks. Right.
Don't think, all of a sudden I'm going to be starting Rex Burkhead in my playoffs. It's not likely going to happen. If it does, you're likely going to lose. That's a bad scenario for you. So that's what we're starting to do. We're starting to shed the rosters, let go of players that you've been on your team for a long time that haven't produced, and start loading up with defenses. It depends. Every league is different. So if you have a deep roster, I will literally sometimes have three different defenses.
Right.
So take your time when you're taking a crap in the morning. Look at weeks 14 through 16.
Sitting on the throne, right.
Sitting on the throne. Yeah. We've been discussing that. Look at it. Look at who is unrealistic to, look at basically who's unrealistic to start on your team in the playoffs that's still on your roster and drop them. And listen, if you're not getting a bye, look at weeks 14 and 15. And God bless you. If you make it to week 16, whatever happens.
You made it. Right.
Right. We discussed it last year. Both of us made it.
Right.
And crazy things happen. Todd Gurley doesn't play. But give yourself the best chance to win. Defenses matter. We've seen it now. So that's what we're saying. Shed your lineup. Get good defenses. Get ready for the playoffs.
All right, like we do on the podcast every single week, a couple different segments here. The nose pick of the week will be at the end of the podcast, but before we get to that,
we had a good one last week, didn't we?
We did.
We did. Josh Jacobs was the nose pick of the week last week. He didn't get in the end zone, and they were close twice, which was totally frustrating. But 124 total yards makes it, I would say, a viable.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was okay with it.
At this point in the season, right, you just don't want a guy that you're starting go for 55 yards rushing, or like I did last week with Ballage.
Ooh.
Luckily, he got in the end zone once. Otherwise, do you realize what his stat line was?
Zero.
9 rushes for 9 yards.
Yeah.
He got in the end zone in a 1-yard run. And and his long run, by the way, was 7. So he had a 7-yard run, and then the other like 8 carries were negative.
Correct.
So like at this point, it's getting in the end zone or getting 120 plus yards, so you at least get in that double digit range with a guy. So if you did pick up Josh Jacobs either daily last week, and you heard it on the live show, not on the podcast, but if you heard it on the live show last week, Zach and the Nose on WQAM, then you did hear the nose pick of the week. And you'll hear that, like I said, at the end of the pod. But Josh Jacobs, a good one last week. I'm going to give you the nose candy for that. No nosebleed on that one.
Take some candy.
Right, you need some candy. We missed the candy for a couple weeks. All right, we do this on the podcast every single week. A couple quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers that pass the sniff test, a couple that fail them as well. Let's start with passing them. Let's start with the quarterback position. Give me three guys that for week 12 of the NFL season pass the sniff test.
I love when you do that. The pass the sniff test. Okay. So Carson Wentz hasn't been really startable in like the last month. Bad matchups, hasn't been playing well. Alshon Jeffrey's been hurt. The weapons aren't there. Okay. This is the week, finally, Dude, he is on so many free agent wires. I can't believe this is a really sort of stud quarterback.
Right, right.
What's happened to him this year? Well, he's had some tough matchups, but it's coming back. They're at home against the Seahawks, 28th against the pass. Love Carson Wentz this week. So if he somehow is on your free agent wire, get him, pick him up, and start him. Love me some Carson Wentz. Baker Mayfield playing a little better. Things are coming it's been a little bit of a struggle.
It's a rough season for Baker Mayfield.
But it's getting a little bit better, right. Statistically a little bit better.
And he's got the Dolphins this week. By the way, Rashad Jones and Bobby McCain, their two starting safeties, both went on IR. So now we're starting basically no Xavien Howard, no Rashad Jones, no Bobby McCain. It's like Eric Rowe, Wiltz, a bunch of guys, no-name guys.
Yes.
If there's going to be a week
yes.
where Baker and those wide receivers
in
that offense,
Cleveland,
right,
like
kind of wake up, it's going to be this week.
This is
right.
it. Right, this is right. Baker Mayfield all day long. Baker Mayfield's a must start. Again, if there's a guy that you're picking between Baker and somebody you've been starting normally, I it could be anybody. Man, hit me up or whatever. Baker is a really, really good start this week, like a top five play for me. And then last is Matty Ice, Matt Ryan versus the Buccaneers, another controversial player, another player who hasn't performed. But last week he did better. And this week, he's at home versus the Buccaneers, who, obviously, if you have seen anything, they can't stop anything. 31st against the pass right now. Big fan of Matty Ice this week at home. I think they're going to put up over 35 points. He's going to have a big game. So if you have, we'll discuss his power weapons.
Right.
But you're happy if you have any of his wide receivers as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Sure. All right, so Carson Wentz, Baker Mayfield, Matt Ryan, quarterbacks that pass the sniff test. Let's move right on to the running backs that this week for Week 12 pass the sniff test.
I nailed when I gave him the nose pick of the week, and here we are towards the end of the season, and Derrick Henry is my guy versus the Jags. You know, this is not the Jaguars defense that we thought that it was going to be coming into the season. It's disgusting to say, but they're 29th Oof. Against the rush right now. So right now, as the season ends, and the Titans are still trying to win quite a bit, I love Derrick Henry. So if you're in a daily fantasy league, this is a must play for me. He's a top play. Also, I love me some Philip Lindsay. I've been all over him all year. A little highs, a little lows, but going against the Bills in what should be like a scrappy, cold game in Buffalo, I have him having a really good game. He's taken that step up where Freeman's sort of taken a step backwards,
right, right.
and which I expected to happen. 18th against the rush, Buffalo. So it's not as good as what people would think because they're really much better against the pass. Love me some Philip Lindsay this week. And then the last one, a player that everybody's been talking about over the last 2 weeks. It's been quite an issue, is the Kareem Hunt situation.
Right, of course.
We'll call it the situation.
It is a situation.
Because there. Not only are you talking about Kareem Hunt, but you're also talking about Nicky Chubb. So Nick Chubb had, 27 rushes last week?
Right,
okay,
right.
So they're doing a good job of keeping him, happy by
yeah.
giving him the ball. But at the same time, Kareem Hunt has played at least 37 snaps in the last two games. He's had the most targets out of any running back in the last 2 weeks. And, he's Kareem Hunt. So what does that mean? Well, last year, he was a top 10 pick in NFL in every fantasy league.
Right.
He was a keeper in a keeper league automatically last year. He's a stud. He just happened to get caught being, I'll just say it, a scumbag.
Right,
okay.
Of course.
And,
total dirtbag.
We're not going to get there on this show. But Kareem Hunt? Totally could start him against the Dolphins this week.
Right.
So while you have four really good teams on the bye, you got the Cardinals, you got the Chiefs, you got the Chargers, and you got the Vikings. You got skill players everywhere. You got Dalvin Cook, you got Ekeler, and you got Melvin Gordon. You got the Chiefs, D. Will and the other Darrow Will. So listen, you got to start players. He's totally startable at running back and or a flex this week. I like him. I'm actually going to throw out a bonus running back. People are asking about Bo Scarborough. Listen, I'm not exactly sure what we're going to get from him this week. He had 14 rushes last week. He's now the lead guy right now in Detroit. So they're going against the Redskins, who are really miserable.
Terrible.
Yeah, they're just terrible in general. But let me look this up here. Yeah, they're 28th Oof. Against the rush. Okay, so Bo Scarborough is another player where we give him the gold. Pick him up and start him. Because, again, if you need help, and I've seen a lot of lineups this week and they're ugly, totally startable. Just give him a try. That's what I'm going to say. Give him a try.
All right. So those are your four running backs that passed the sniff test. Let's move on to wide receiver. Give me a couple this week that passed the nose sniff test.
Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry.
Figured this one was
yeah,
coming.
You knew it was coming. I'm all in. You know, the Dolphins have shown some nice. You know, what's the right word? They're trying very hard.
They're being competitive.
Thank you.
They won two straight games, and then they went in an absolute stinker against the Bills last
week. This is going to be another stinker, okay? Right. So, listen, it's pretty obvious. I loved Baker, and now I'm saying Juice going against his old team.
Right.
And Odell Beckham needs to eat, man. It's just he's got to eat. So those are obvious calls to me. I love Jamison Crowder in the slot versus Oakland. Oakland's nickelback defense is subpar, to say the least, and Jamison Crowder is the perfect guy for the slot. So, yeah, man, if people are asking Jamison Crowder versus Robbie Anderson, if I have both, what do I do? Who's a better start? This week, the better start is Jamison Crowder. The player that I love the most right now is, it's Calvin Ridley versus the Bucs.
Oh, yeah.
Ridley looks really good right now last week, and with Julio Jones getting double-teamed, this is one-on-one for Calvin. I don't even know what to say. I do know what to say. Start him. Start him. Versus the Bucks, it's a no-brainer. And, those are my three wide receivers that I like this week. I did like Zach Pascal, but by the time you guys hear this, T.Y. Hilton looks like he was playing, so we'll see how that went on. But it's a moot point considering.
Right, it doesn't even matter.
This
right.
podcast doesn't
Unless
even matter.
Unless he goes for 280 yards on Thursday night.
Then I mentioned him.
Right.
There you go.
And if he doesn't do anything,
hello, everybody.
Take him off anyway. All right, so those are the wide receivers that pass the sniff test. Obviously, if we have quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers that pass the sniff test, we got to rifle through a couple that fail the sniff test. Yeah, that's it. So give me a couple of quarterbacks you do not like that fail the sniff test this week.
I think this Broncos defense is getting better and better over time. Von Miller is so nasty. Chris Harris Jr. in the secondary. I do not like Josh Allen at all this week. I don't care if he's home. I don't care if the Bills are playing well. The Broncos defense is for real. Jimmy G versus the Packers. Again, this is a matchup that I am not in favor of him right now. The Packers defense is playing better. Jimmy G's weapons right now are just so questionable. As of right now, every single player that they have is either questionable or not playing. You know, even his stud Deebo Samuel is a little banged up. Now, I expect him to play, but overall, Jimmy G, I do not expect to have a good game on Sunday Night Football. And then, yes, the worst of the worst. Jared Goff, what have you done to yourself?
Oh, my God, I don't know. Sean McVay doesn't look like a genius anymore, huh?
He does not look like a genius right now. And Jared Goff is going against the Ravens on Monday night.
Oof.
And if the Ravens could pass rush him, he's done. If he has any pressure, he's toast. If they give him time, he's okay.
Right.
But now this secondary for the Ravens is revamped, man. It is good with Jimmy Smith and Marcus Peters now. Really, really impressed with overall. The Baltimore Ravens are...
Oh, they're legit.
Yeah, this is real.
Power ranking wise, they're the number one team in the NFL.
Yes. And
not even close, right?
I look forward to that game where it's Brady versus Lamar because that...
AFC Championship
because
game?
That's what I'm talking about. Because right. that's two of the top defenses in the league now.
Right.
That's the young superstar Lamar versus, obviously, the GOAT. And... yeah, so, you know, that Ravens defense is obviously really good. I don't want to go off well. So, Jared Goff, if you have any other options, I'm highly recommending you go with them.
All right, give me a couple running backs that fail the sniff test this week for Week 12.
Brian Hill, who's covering for Devontae Freeman for the Falcons, has an awful matchup versus the Buccaneers, who is ranked second against the rush. Any Buffalo running back right now against the Broncos I don't like. Singletary, Gore, they're splitting time. It's a bad timeshare. And as we just discussed, the Broncos defense is right now really, really looking good. And, Mark Ingram is a must-start always, and I get it. But it's been 7 weeks since the Rams. 7 weeks since they let up a rushing touchdown. Going to be really interesting to see how they do against Lamar and Ingram, but... Listen, I know you can't bench them based on the teams that have buys. People are starting some really scrappy players this week. Like a lot of people are starting, and it's going to be in hindsight, like Jonathan Williams for the Colts. Like this is where we're at. But Mark Ingram, I'm going to say scale your expectations. Don't love his matchup.
All right, wide receivers this week for Week 12 that you don't like that fail the sniff test.
You're going to start them, but do not play DFS Amari Cooper. He's going to be matched up with Stephen Gilmore one-on-one.
He's getting
Gilmore.
Right.
And, like, This Gilmore's, I'm not putting him there yet, but you remember Revis Island?
Right.
This guy's just shut down everybody. It's just unbelievable. So Amari Cooper is a guy that if you're playing DFS, I wouldn't give him a go. It's just not a, it's not a sexy play. I'm telling you right now to bench literally every single one of your Giants wide receivers. I don't like
whoever's left in.
I don't like Golden Tate. I don't like Slayton. I don't like any of them because the Bears are at home. Their secondary is still pretty good, and I have a feeling that that offense is going to get shut down. I have a feeling Daniel Jones is going to throw at least two interceptions and put probably two on the ground. If you have the Bears defense, completely disappointing season, but this is the week they're going to make it up for you.
I hope so. I have them on my team. All right, anyone else that wide receiver-wise that fails the sniff test?
Yeah, I don't like Marquez Valdes-Scantling with Davante Adams back. Scantling's a player that's being – he's flirting with in the flex position against the 49ers. I don't like that play at all. So Davante Adams, yes, you obviously start him. Any other wide receiver on that team, I don't like. And while we're saying it, of course you're starting Aaron Jones, the nose pick of the year, and making me so proud. But that's a tough matchup. So the Niners at home, I see that being a big struggle for the Packers offensively in general. I find that to be a – I mean, I'm not a gambling –
tough matchup.
Not a gambling man, but that under smells so good to the nose.
Right.
I don't give gambling advice.
Let me call my guy real quick, make sure I get that in there. All right, those are your quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers that pass and fail the sniff test. That brings us to the award-winning segment we have here on the Zach and the Nose podcast, brought to you by our friends at Tropical Chevrolet. The nose pick of the week. Last week was Josh Jacobs. You're on a little bit of a roll here. Give me your week 12 nose pick of the week.
Well, everybody, the pride of your North Carolina State Wolfpack, Jalen Samuels.
Wow.
That's right. I got Jimmy Connors out this week. So let's be very real. He should not play after being concussed and being hurt and then getting hurt in the first quarter.
Down.
He's going to not play this week. I wouldn't put him in there. So what does that mean? That means Jalen Samuels is going to get the bulk of the run versus Cincinnati, who gives up, ready for this, 167 rushing yards per game. Wow, that's nasty. They let up touchdowns. He's going to have, especially if you're in a PPR league, because this guy catches everything out of the backfield, full PPR. This guy is going to – I got him having 30 fantasy points or higher, whatever your league point system is, because I know they're all different. I'm talking about having six or seven catches for like 70 or 80 yards and additionally another 70, 80 yards on the ground and one or two touchdowns. Big-time nose pick of the week. Big week, okay? Everybody, we are getting down to the nitty-gritty. We are going into the fantasy playoffs. You need to make your fantasy playoffs. No excuses. Samuels was on so many waiver wires. I hope you picked him up. If you are in a bidding, I hope you spent your money. This guy's a stud. Nose pick of the week, Jalen Samuels.
All right, that does it for volume 41 of Zach and the Nose podcast, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet.
Get all LaSalle Thompson.
Right, the LaSalle Thompson edition for the Nose and the Glenn Rice, the G-Money edition for myself. All right, best of luck to everyone out there. Hopefully this advice gets to you in time for your fantasy football big, big weekend, getting ready for the playoffs. We all hope you do well. We hope you score a lot of points. We hope you get that W. With a caveat, unless you're playing me, then I hope you lose and go down in flames. Have a great week, everyone. We'll talk to you next week for Volume 42.
Peace.
It's Zach and the Nose.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.